You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm at the House of Lords for the launch of the Employment Gap Report, Out of Sight, Out of Work. And I'm with Josh Feehan, who is the head of internships at Thomas Pocklington Trust. Josh, just give me a little bit of an idea of how important internships are for blind and partially sighted people first.
Yes, they are very important. It's a gateway into permanent employment. So for us, our internship programme was delivered in partnership with RNIB. We've been growing it over the past few years, and we're hoping to have 50 interns with us on the next round.
And I think that's the interesting thing. And one of the sort of stats that you said this morning was that I think 75% of people who've been on the TPT internship have actually got into employment, which is sort of turning that figure of that gap around, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. So a big part of our internship programme, we are working with the intern intensively on their employability and ensuring that they're geared up and ready for gaining employment post-internship. Many of those interns are retained by their existing host employer, but many actually go on to employment in other areas as well. And our support doesn't stop once they finish off the programme. We will continue to support them, whether it's 12 months, 18 months, 2 years down the line. We will still be there supporting them until they find work.
And this sort of employment gap has been around for a long, long time. I think when I started getting into employment a long, long time ago, that it was still the same and it hasn't really changed enough. And you're also governor of the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford. How do you see maybe this report helping those students who are coming out of the RNC and trying to get into employment?
I really just hope this is a bit of a catalyst for change. So it's about government really putting a spotlight on them and having a concerted effort into targeted intervention so we can try and address this statistic once and for all. We want to see that dial moving upwards rather than staying the same.
And the interesting thing that some of the recommendations of the report is for setting up a DWP, Department for Work and Pensions, task force, which I think will help. But there's also, there's things around access to work. There's also things around how employers and organisations like ourselves, like the RNIB and TPT, can play their part as well.
Yeah, that's correct. It's not a silver bullet, the task force, but obviously it's part of the solution, isn't it? I think everyone, as you just mentioned, we all have a part to play in this. Yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
Well, Josh, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.